Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another video. I have been seeing this trend going around about unsexy products or habits or tips that make you sexy, and I figured I would do my own version of it. Now, as the hygiene queen myself, I think that it's my duty to really discuss my unsexy hygiene habits that make you sexy, because these are things that maybe are going to help you combat odor or make you feel good or look good or smell good from the inside out. And I'm someone who, especially as summer approaches, becomes very intentional about how I handle my routine. I never want to go out and feel like, oh my God, do I smell a little bit? Or am I just like not looking my best? I want to make sure that I tackle all the things that I know I can before approaching any environment where I could be noticed or experienced. Not everything that we do in our routine is going to be sparkly and aesthetically pleasing. Some of these things are a little bit unsexy. They're just kind of boring, but they go a really long way in your routine. They're going to make you feel your best and you're going to look insane. So if you want to look amazing this summer and smell amazing and feel good overall, then keep on watching because I'm going to be discussing my unsexy hygiene habits and tips and things that I do that make me very sexy because duh. Okay, so I had to put my microphone down because I need to show you guys everything that I use in my hygiene routine that keeps me sexy. And these are unsexy products because they're just not fancy schmancy. They're not aesthetically pleasing and they could be a little bit, you know, TMI, but they are so important. The first thing that I'm going to be showing you guys today is the Lacto Medi Intimate Care Gel. Now, I was introduced to this by TikTok. I was seeing so many girls talking about how it helped them with BV, yeast infections, and any type of imbalance in the vagina. I naturally feel like there is very little that you need to do to your vagina to keep it feeling healthy. You really just need to make sure you're taking your probiotics. You have to clean it with water and a little bit of feminine wash and just making sure that you let it breathe. But I've always been super sensitive down there, especially when introducing working out, wearing wet clothing, like, you know, a bathing suit in the summertime, or just even having intimate time with a partner. Those things can really just throw off your pH. It's natural, especially if you're sensitive. So when I saw people talking about this, I was like, all right, let me just try to purchase it and see if I even like it. If ever I'm feeling a little bit uncomfy down there during any time of the month, I'm obsessed. This is going to help you with feminine odor. It's going to help you combat any itch or discomfort. If let's just say you were sitting at the beach all day in a bikini and you were going in and out of the ocean and then you notice later that day that you were feeling a little not so great down there, this is something that you're going to place inside of yourself. So it's an intervaginal gel. It's essentially like a tampon applicator, and it is such a beautiful liquid. It kind of resembles what the natural look of your discharge looks like, especially during like your ovulation, because it's a little bit more stringy. It's kind of watery. I love it. It doesn't smell. It doesn't have any type of like burning sensation. I get so freaked out about boric acid or even certain intimate creams because they burn and I'm very sensitive. So this is like so gentle, so light. It's great for odor. It's great for vaginal dryness. It's great for any type of itch or discomfort and just balancing your pH overall. I didn't understand the hype at first, but now I do. And if you're someone who just kind of feels a little bit not so confident with some of those things, this is a great way to combat that without taking any type of oral medication or harsher medications that are over the counter. I personally don't love those, and this is a great way for me to just feel comfortable. And again, it's great for if you want to be intimate with your partner and you're a little bit dry down there and you want to like lube it up. It's a multi-purpose, multifunctional product. Odor, pH, wetness, all of it, and it's great. I would recommend this. And you can buy them on Amazon in like a pack of four or a pack of six. I don't use it like every day. It's not something that I have in my everyday routine, but I use it when I need it. Now, if you have been watching my hygiene videos, then you do know that I love the Ordinary Glycolic Acid Exfoliating Toner. There's so many different benefits to this specific toner, but what I personally love about it is it's a great way to combat odor and bacteria under the arms. I do not like the smell of stinky armpits, okay? Especially in the summer. And you don't know what the day is gonna hold if you're gonna be out and about or outside, or you just don't know the next time you're gonna be able to reapply deodorant. I love using this right out of the shower. I will squirt it into my hands, apply it on both armpits, and it really just helps with the overall scent of my body odor. I don't even need deodorant, but I still apply it. But what I love is I don't have to reapply it throughout the day. I don't have to feel like my body is going to stink or that over the next hour hour or so, I'm going to be sweating and stinking and just not great. Personally, I don't really mind sweating. I think it actually gives you a nice little glow. But stinking, that's a big no-no for me. Like, absolutely not. So this is great for that. And it also has other different benefits. It helps with the luminosity of your skin. So it's going to make it shine and look more beautiful. It improves skin texture. So I love using it under the arms when I'm shaving and things like that. Now, I wouldn't recommend putting it on directly after shaving. It will burn. Do not do that. Do not make that mistake. I've made that mistake before and I won't do it again. But you can use it as like a pre-deodorant deodorant or even just a deodorant if you're not someone who stinks that bad. I'm going to be smelly if I don't wear deodorant, but this is my good prep. And again, I don't smell for the rest of the day using this. And it also, like, I feel like helps with multiple days. Like, I don't need to use it every day in order for me to not smell. I can use it maybe twice a week and it just completely transforms my underarm smell. And yes, I have stopped using it and kind of saw a difference. So that is how I know that this is needed in my routine. Now, your oral hygiene should be at the top priority of making sure you are tackling all of your hygiene concerns, because people are going to be in your face. You're going to be talking with those who you are interacting with in your day-to-day, and you don't want your breath to stink. Now, I think that brushing your teeth is so important, especially for the preservation of your gums and your teeth. But you need to take care of like your throat, your tongue, and your gut in order to really help prevent odor. A tongue scraper is going to just really get that. Not super sexy, not the most attractive thing to have in your routine, but it's going to transform how your breath smells. I have geographic tongue, so for many years I was very insecure about how my tongue looked, and I have noticed an improvement in how the overall like texture and color of my tongue looks ever since tongue scraping. Now, of course, it's not buildup or anything gross on the tongue, but I just noticed that scraping has really just helped overall with getting rid of any weirdness that maybe looks like buildup or like I have like milk stain on my tongue, because that's what it used to look like. It used to look like I drank a lot of milk, when in reality, that was just the shape and texture of my tongue. But again, this is going to be great for tackling bad breath, for making yourself feel more fresh, and it allows you to like eat and drink afterwards and not feel like it's caking up on the tongue as much when you're scraping regularly. I scrape twice a day, morning and night. And again, it's a huge game changer. Now, again, I have discussed this before, but it's a huge part of my routine. And to be honest, it's not a sexy product. It's not something that, you know, is going to be like an exciting thing to use, but you're going to feel sexier using it, because this is a roll-on serum that helps you really tackle ingrowns and discoloration and dark marks, whether you're using any type of razor or wax or laser in your bikini area. I love using this daily. I use it every day in my bikini area. It brightens, it lightens, and it gets rid of ingrown hairs, dark marks, and anything down there that just does not look appealing. I just got back from Punta Cana and I was wearing skimpy bikinis the whole time. And I remember thinking while I was there, oh my God, it feels so nice that I don't have to like be covering up that area, scared that people are going to see bumps and weird darkness in my, you know, bikini area. I don't want that. I want to feel sexy. I want to feel like it looks good. And of course, you know, you can wax and laser and pray and hope that you don't get those things, but it's not guaranteed. I know for me that waxing still created a bump and a texture that I didn't like. And this has been the only thing that has rescued and saved that area for me and kept it looking baby smooth. So this is a great product that is going to have you looking smooth, sexy, and clear down there this summer. Definitely pick it up. It's the PFB Vanish Ultra Post Hair Removal Roll-On Serum. So good. And again, this is what it looks like. I noticed that you get the best results when you use it often, okay? You're going to literally just roll it on your bikini area. It might give like a little bit of a menthol kind of stinging feeling, but that's how you know it's working, okay? Sometimes not everything is going to be beautiful and perfect and amazing and comfortable. It's going to feel a little, oof, that hurts a little bit, but it's like really attacking whatever produces ingrown hairs, bumps, and just any type of like ugliness down there. Okay, next up, I want to discuss the holy trinity to making sure that you smell good from the inside out, okay? This is like going to be your hygiene wellness secret from me. And the holy trinity is making sure that you're taking your probiotics and then also that you are consuming fiber and protein. When you do those three things and you implement those three things in your routine, you will smell better, your gut will be healed, you will be less bloated, and you'll feel amazing. Now, I'm holding up these two vitamins because these are the ones that I currently use. This is the Seed Daily Symbiotic. It's the probiotic plus prebiotic supplement. which is really great. I'm actually almost done with these. And then I also have the Ritual Essentials for Women multivitamin. You want to just have these type of things in your routine. And then when I'm talking about fiber and protein, I mean with food only. I don't think that you should necessarily always get your fiber and protein through powders and supplements. I think it should be consumed through food, especially like whole food, plant-based things. When you are prioritizing your protein and your fiber and your supplements, your gut health is in such a better position. Think about it, guys. When you have bad breath, it's not just from your teeth or eating, but it can also be from your stomach. So if you have not a great gut bacteria going on, it can really affect how you smell through your mouth and through your ass, okay? And we don't want that. So making sure that you are taking good care of your gut and cleansing your body naturally with fiber and protein and eating the right things is really going to help you with your body odor. It's going to help you with feeling more comfortable. It's going to help you with your breath. It's going to help you with so many different things. Making sure that you are producing a proper stool every single day. These are things that you really want to prioritize, and it should not be something that you overlook. It's not the sexiest thing, but it keeps you looking sexy. So I definitely think that that is an important thing to add to the list. So make sure that you guys are trying to find ways to up your protein, up your fiber, and to make sure that you're taking your supplements daily. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I think it's such an important reminder that no matter how great somebody looks on the outside, that's not always a reflection of how they are feeling on the inside. Everybody is carrying something heavy behind the scenes, and you don't necessarily know how heavy the load is for every single person. I know for me personally that there were certain seasons where I just could not shut off my brain at night. I was overthinking, I was procrastinating, I was criticizing myself, and just had a lot of rumination going on in my mind that was not allowing me to feel super positive in every single chapter of my life. It can sometimes feel really heavy trying to navigate life on your own all the time. And I think one of the most powerful things that you can do as a woman is to provide yourself with support through these chapters in your life so that it can be a little bit easier to lighten the load. And that's why I really appreciate platforms like BetterHelp. BetterHelp has a network of over 30,000 licensed therapists, and they do the initial matching work based on your preferences, which honestly makes the process feel a lot less intimidating. And if you ever feel like it's not the right fit, you can switch your therapist at any time. I also think Mental Health Awareness Month is a great time to really check in with yourself and ask yourself, how am I really doing, and how you can really better your mental health during this time. You do not have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/hailyes. That's betterhelp.com/hailyes. Now, another unsexy habit that keeps you sexy is going to be drinking tea. And I am more specifically talking about like peppermint tea, chamomile tea, and fennel tea. I actually get my tea from Whole Foods. You can get your tea from anywhere. But I like to purposefully buy tea that aids in digestion, like a good, healthy digestive system going on. It also helps with like soothing things or just like settling the stomach. I love peppermint tea because it has like that menthol property that helps with like your breath. It also helps with your gut bacteria so that you don't stink on the inside. It helps with your body odor. So it's like a multi-beneficial situation, and it's going to make you feel good. So drinking tea is a very nice experience. It's a feminine experience. You can really like zhuzh it up a little bit, but it's definitely going to help you with areas of your body that you didn't even realize. So making sure that you are implementing this in your routine and seeing kind of how it helps you. I know for me that like if I'm having a late night and let's just say, I don't know, I just got done brushing my teeth, but I'm relaxing, or it's been a few hours since I brushed my teeth, and I usually like to do that after dinner. If I drink peppermint tea, I will notice that my breath just feels really fresh and everything feels so like amazing. And it's because not only am I like putting like a really beautiful like herbal scent in my mouth here, but it's also going down my throat and in my stomach. And that is a stench that cannot be masked or hidden either. So when you are just kind of overall taking care of multiple different things in your body, it's going to produce a nice hygienic smell. So I definitely have noticed that I'm more neutralized, feeling good. My digestive system is doing a lot better, all because I am drinking more tea. And fennel tea is really great for the stomach. So definitely do your research on what teas you like the taste of and what you think would be the most beneficial for you hygienically. But those are the ones that I know tend to be the best for that. Something that I would always hear from people is like double cleansing, double cleansing, double cleansing. And I've really implemented those steps in my routine, not just for my skin, but for my body and for my hair. This is how I stay clean and how I stay fresh. So for instance, let's just say I'm washing my hair today and I really want to get rid of the buildup and really just give myself a good scalp cleansing. I go in with something like this, which is the Tea Tree Special Shampoo from Paul Mitchell. I have been obsessed with this since I was in hair school. I was in hair school back in 2017, 2018, and that was when I discovered this particular shampoo. It has been such a game changer for me. I am someone who suffers from dandruff, from itchy scalp, and I even have a little bit of buildup sometimes on my scalp. Using this has completely removed that from my scalp and has kept it feeling fresh, clean, and it helps soothe any type of itching. So this is like a very like menthol-y, minty type of shampoo. I like to focus this on my scalp. This is like my pre-cleanse. And then I go in with like the Redken All Soft shampoo line. I use the shampoo and conditioner on my natural hair and on my extensions. And this is like what I use to just overall like clean my hair. So combining a cleanse, a pre-cleanse and a shampoo has been my holy grail for just smelling good and feeling amazing and feeling clean. And again, I do this with my body as well. So I'll maybe wash my body with like a bar soap or like a more unscented soap and really lather it. And then I'll go in with like a better, more luxurious smelling soap. So that's kind of how I like to cleanse. And same with my face. I will use a cleansing balm that breaks down my makeup and the buildup and everything. And then I'll go in with like another cleanser that gets rid of like any type of texture or pigment issue or tackles other things. So that is kind of how I clean my body and my face and my hair. You guys have a lot of buildup caked up under the arms, in between the legs, in your butt crack, literally everywhere. Get that scrubbed. Really clean yourself well. It takes sometimes doing it more than once in the shower. Do not be lazy. Don't be a stank ass in the freaking heat this summer, guys. Like really get it done. Scrub it good, okay? Like, I don't want to smell any musty, stinky people this summer when I'm out and about, okay? You need to be double cleansing. Hair, body, skin. Okay, now my next personal secret that's super unsexy but keeps you sexy is vaginal steaming. And I kind of went all out. I got the seat. I got the tea leaves that are specific for vaginal steaming. And I'm obsessed, guys. It is a great way to help with your menstrual cycle in soothing period cramps, in making the overall vagina smell really nice. And it's a very, like, beautiful experience that you should incorporate in your routine. You push it down like this and you're able to put it in the toilet and steam yourself. I've been obsessed with it. Now, I will say the only potential risk that I know of that vaginal steaming can do is, let's just say you're suffering from like a yeast infection or any type of infection for that matter. Sometimes putting steam up your vaginal area can disrupt that. But let's just say you don't have any of those issues. If you're going through postpartum, if you have menstrual cramps and just you are in that phase of the month and you just want to freshen up the area, you want to just open it up and make it smell really nice and feel good, that is what I love. And I got these steam therapy herbs from Amazon. I will, of course, link them, but I've been loving it. And it also even makes you a little bit more aroused, I've noticed. I've just noticed like a huge arousal in using vaginal steaming in, you know, totality, which I love. Like, why wouldn't you want to feel that way? It makes you feel healthy and young and good. So that is something that I've really loved. And again, it just helps with the overall like health and wellness and feeling of that area. It's not the sexiest thing to like walk in on somebody vaginal steaming, but it keeps you sexy, it keeps you feeling good, and it keeps you confident with that area. Okay, we have two more and then we're done. So let's just say you are in a place where you're sweating all day, okay? It's summertime, you're out in the wild, you're at different festivals, or you're just outside and you're breaking a sweat. How can you truly combat that and it's not deodorant and it's not just like scrubbing yourself in the shower, because you can't always access those things? I would recommend really investing in a good perfume oil, specifically one that's like a roll-on or can be travel size that you can apply to your sweaty areas. I feel like this is my best kept secret for smelling good, even when I'm sweating. Because if I apply this wherever I sweat, which is like, you know, sometimes my neck, my chest, my legs, I like to put it between my thighs and I like to just roll it on in the area. When I am sweating there, it just kind of really enhances the smell even more. So this to me is a lot more intense and strong and smelling better better than just a regular perfume that you could just spray on before you leave. This is really going to like mix really nicely with the natural pheromones of your body. And as you sweat, you'll produce the smell. So that's my secret to smelling fresh, even if I'm sweaty. So even like at the gym or at the beach or anywhere where you're going to be outside, perfume oil. And to be honest, I like the look of a sweat. Like to me, it's giving glowing, it's giving young, it's giving youthful, it's giving like healthy. So it's never the sweating that I have an issue with, it's the smell associated with it. So when you're using like the glycolic acid, like I told you guys before, and you're using the perfume oil, hello. Like it's a great combination for always smelling fresh. And I know people say not to wear vanilla in the summer. I do not have that stink issue, at least I don't think, from wearing vanilla, but of course you can do any one that you want that you think would be the most complimentary with your actual scent. This one is from Mix Bar and it's vanilla bourbon, and I just love the applicator. It's a nice roll-on and it's beautiful, and it just smells so, it smells sexy as hell. And last but not least, it's the Silk Scarf Bonnet combination. Actually, more specifically, the long-haired bonnet. I don't like wearing my hair up at night. I don't like having my hair in a ponytail. I barely like having them in braids. Every once in a while, I'll do it if I want like a wave the next day. But I like being able to sleep with my hair down. But I know that I will wake up looking like a hot mess if I just do that and go to sleep with no protection. So I like to tie down the top of my hair with a silk scarf. I got this one from that really famous company that made those like overnight rollers. It comes with this scarf and I've been loving it ever since. And then I just use a long-haired bonnet and I don't put my hair up. I just stick my hair under it. I wake up in the morning with perfect hair every day. It's perfect. It's amazing because then you don't have to style your hair. It cuts your styling time in half if you do want to do certain things to it. But I like that this makes it very low maintenance for me. Again, not sexy. Like sleeping with all this on your head can sometimes be annoying and it can feel sweaty. But at least for me, I don't sweat wearing either one of these. So they're pretty breathable and I get to wake up with a really great hairstyle every day. So to me, it's a win. Okay, guys, those are my unsexy hygiene habits that keep me sexy. I think that these things really enhance your routine, are gonna make you smell good, feel good, and you're gonna overall just be a cleaner, sexier individual. Of course, these things can be a little bit boring and they're not like the most aesthetic thing in your routine, but when you implement them, you will naturally be way more aesthetic. So that's my own personal tips. Let me know if you guys learned anything today in this particular video, if there was anything that you were like, wow, Hale, that was a tip I didn't know. Thank you so much. Or if there's anything that I discussed today that you actually do, let me know down below. Send this to anybody in your life who will benefit from this topic today, whether it's a friend or a family member. We all want to smell good and feel fresh this summer. Don't let the people in your life suffer by, you know, stinking. This is a great way to just kind of send it and just, you know, pay it forward. I hope you guys enjoyed today's video as much as I did. And again, let me know down below which one you guys are kind of doing this summer. I would love to hear from you. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, everyone. Mwah. Pioneer.